Hello, Wild Expansion listener. It is so good to be in your ear again. We'll start this off with personal life updates. It is currently the 11th of December recording this, and from the start of December, I have given myself a social media detox. So I am taking a break from Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, and oh my God, it is actually crazy the amount of times I go to reach for my phone and go on my apps and scroll aimlessly on social media. It's actually crazy, like, how much attention we give our devices on social media. Like, imagine we checked in with our hearts and our soul as much as we checked our social media. It's mind-blowing how addictive these devices are. And the reason I've gave up social media is because I watched this documentary on YouTube one night before bed, and it basically talked about how Facebook employs people who have a background working on casinos to help make the apps more addictive, so that it feels like we're gambling every time we scroll on our newsfeed. We don't know whether we're going to receive good news, no news. Just like every time everyone puts down the slot handle in the casino, they just don't know what they're going to get. So social media is literally there. It's created to make us addicted to it. And I don't know about you, but I do not feel good giving away my power to a media device like that. I probably will go back on social media, but I think a break is always good, just to step back and reevaluate where I'm spending my time. And I was just spending too much time on social media, so it feels so good to just be off it and in the present moment, as scary as it is. But it's actually so nice. Like, I've actually noticed I'm a lot happier now than I've ever been in a long time, because I think on social media you can often compare yourself to others, get overwhelmed, and then just be frozen like a statue, being like, oh, I'm overwhelmed, oh well, I'll just continue numbing out and watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians and not actually fix any of my problems. Whereas now I'm literally forced to sit with my own shit and deal with everything that I need to deal with, like everything that is still holding me back, like limiting beliefs and stuff. So being off social media has freed up a lot of time for me to really focus on being present with loved ones and journal. And journaling is like so, so good. It's so therapeutic. Do you journal? If you don't, I really recommend journaling every morning or every evening. And you can just write like, dear diary or hello God, and then just see what comes up. So I like to journal, first of all, writing out everything that I'm currently grateful for, getting into that really high vibration, and then writing a prayer asking for things that I need guidance on and what I would like God to support me through, what I am currently struggling with. And it feels so nice to just be like, hey God, how's it going? Can you please help me carry the burdens of X, Y, and Z? Cheers. And I know that sounds so simple, but whenever you write it out, it really does help. And you can literally ask God for help for anything, like to help you believe in yourself, that you are worthy enough to achieve your goals, to help give you more grace, inner peace, whatever it is. And one prayer that I love to repeat in my mind and journal out as well is the prayer by St. Francis of Assisi. So I am just going to read this out for you now. You probably most definitely have heard of it before. Dear God, please help me be an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. that prayer is just delicious. How nice is that? Like, we can literally ask God for us just to be an instrument of his peace, to allow him to work through us and fulfill our life mission, accomplish what we are here to do, which is literally just to be a vessel of love and spread more love in this world. As hippie as that sounds, that is literally the whole teaching of like Jesus in the Bible. Like, just be love, be kind. I think it's like the basis of all religions, like even the Buddha, Hinduism, everything. Like, it really is so simple. And I think right now it's easy to forget that that's literally all that matters, like just love. And the opposite of love is fear, and fear is what keeps us stuck from creating heaven on earth. And fear is, talk about the C word, fear is isolation, thinking that we're separate from everyone else. Fear is not loving ourselves, not loving the planet, not loving others. Fear is thinking that deep down we are unworthy. But this prayer just reminds us that we are also worthy. God created us in his likeness and image. We are powerful creators. Our only job here is to be love. And relax. Oh, how nice is that? Just to remember that our only purpose in life is to be love. Sorry, that is my cat opening the door and getting in. She is a very smart cat. She can open all doors in the house, even the really tough doors to open. So, as well as going off social media, another life update is that a lot of change is happening in my life. People are leaving my life. People are entering my life. Everything is just changing around me. And that can be very overwhelming, I think, for all of us. You know, we are creatures of habit, and change is sometimes uncomfortable, but change is the only way we grow. As you start doing the inner work and journaling and getting closely committed to your vision board and your goals, your energy is going to rise, and energy is law of vibration. The universe works in laws. So as soon as your vibration starts rising because you're changing, naturally people are going to drift in and out of your life to help with your new raised vibration, to help you evolve even more and achieve your goals. So activations are needed to happen in life, and they can be really scary but necessary. So every time you change, an activation is about to happen to help you up level. But before it does, the universe will send you tests to see how badly you really want things. So for me, for instance, like some of my like bad habits, like online shopping or like eat too much sweets, like that's something that I would probably do like in private, like by myself. And now like I'm given loads of opportunities to be by myself and just sit with them thoughts. And like it's a test from the universe to just keep my faith and not go back to old ways and just remain strong, knowing that this is all part of my activation. Like, I have to be a person of integrity behind closed doors as well as, you know, in the public. And the universe just is just sending me tests every time I am up leveling, and it will do the same for you. You know, like, change is going to start happening as soon as you start changing and feeling fabulous. Just ride the tide. Know that it is going to be difficult. You will get tested, but you absolutely have got this. Just have faith. In fact, for you listener right now, before I recorded this podcast, I was praying for you and I pulled an oracle card being like, right, guide me to pull a card for what the listener needs to know right now. And the card I pulled said, leap, the universe will catch you. So leap, the universe will catch you. That is your sign. This is your sign from the universe right now. Whatever it is you're thinking about on your mind, whatever it is you know you need to do, maybe it's a tough conversation you want to have, Maybe you want to put a bid in a house or change your career or start a passion project. This is your confirmation from the universe. Leap. The universe will catch you. So take action on whatever it is your heart desires right now. Know that you will be tested right before you get what you desire, but you will pass the test because you know that bigger and better things are coming and you deserve it. I'm going to give an example. I rewatched The Secret last night and this guy was on the movie and he said basically that he is very gay and he used to get bullied by everyone in work. He hated his work. The people in work would say mean things to him, push and shove him, made him feel really uncomfortable. And then on his walk home from work, people would randomly start beating him up because of how gay he was. And he basically hated life. So he went to this manifestation coach and the coach said, right, I want you to spend a few minutes every day listening to healing music and visualizing in your mind's eye what it would be like to go into work and not be bullied and be confident and calm and get on with the people you work with. Imagine feeling good in work and visualize walking home with no problems. So this dude spent a few minutes every day just visualizing what it would be like to live that life. With the law of attraction, you know, you have to have so much faith. And what happened was he did start enjoying work. The people who bullied him in work naturally stopped working there. They either moved to a different company, quit their job, went on retirement, had to travel to the office in a different location. And he really started loving his work. And then he had no issues either. Also on his commute home from work, people stopped bothering him. People were just nice and polite. And he was so happy. It is mad. Like, thoughts become feelings and feelings attract experiences. Like, if you feel good, people will stop bothering you. And those that do bother you will either stop it or else they'll physically leave and go somewhere else. It's crazy how the universe works. But it's so simple too. It's just all laws of nature. Like how you feel, you literally do attract into your life. So even if all your goals right now are not already achieved, like try to get into that feeling of what it would be like to have already achieved your goals. I have loads of things on my vision board that I have not yet achieved, but I feel really good. I feel really good and I'm not even close to where I'm going yet. But like the longer we can stay in that state of feeling good, the more that we can quickly attract better experiences and our desires into our life. So one of the best things you can do to start feeling good, to help raise your vibration and manifest your desires, is to literally just think of everything you're grateful for. And I'll just read you some things out of my gratitude list this morning to give you some inspiration, because it's so important that we keep things interesting and spice them up and change what we're grateful for every day. So let's do this. So this is my gratitude list from this morning. Thank you, God, for another beautiful day in this life. Thank you for a restful night's sleep with the love of my life. Thank you for Cleo, my cat, who I adore. So gratitude is just so important. It really does make us feel wonderful and amazing. And I know for a fact, if you're listening to this, you have things to be grateful for. Grateful that you have a phone. You have access to podcasts where you can educate yourself on anything in the world. You have working ears. You have a heartbeat. We're all so blessed and so lucky. And whenever we really feel into that state of feeling blessed, we literally attract more things into our life so that we feel more blessed. So my question is for you now is, What would you do if you knew that you were supported? I invite you after this podcast to journal out the answer to that question. What would you do if you knew you were supported? Because it's time to leap. The universe will catch you. Sending you so much love. It would mean so much to me if you could literally share this podcast on your WhatsApp group or social media or anything, just to help get the word out there, especially now because I'm not on social media, so I can't share it myself. So it's literally being spread organically through word of mouth. So I really do appreciate that. If you do want to connect with me more, the Wild Expansion website has just got a facelift. It is up and running, so you can go on there. And I am excited to officially announce this now on my podcast that I have released an ebook, my first ever ebook that is guaranteed to help you feel so much more confident, at ease in your skin. It's going to help you manifest and just really activate your higher self and raise your vibration and work through all the things that are holding you stuck. If you want to make 2022 your year, this is the perfect time and the perfect book to jumpstart you being your highest self in 2022 and accomplishing so much of your desires and feeling amazing in 2022, because you deserve it. And whenever you are your highest self, you bring that to your family, your friends, your work, your relationships, and you're helping uplift the planet as well. So all the details are in the show notes, and I am sending you so much love.